and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, already in the 1600s, some began using October 31st as a time of remembrance and thanksgiving. They remembered how the 38-year-old Dr. Luther was called before the rulers of the world to renounce his teaching. And they remember how he held his ground, many remembering his famous words, "Here I stand, I cannot do otherwise, God help me, Amen." Many remember how Luther stayed at the castle of Wartburg, how he translated the Bible into the language of the people, how he wrote the catechisms. Many things are remembered at this time of year. But Christmas? Why read the Christmas story 2 months before Christmas? Didn't Luke intend that that be read only once a year? And what does it have to do with the Reformation? Well, the fact is that Christmas has everything to do with the Reformation, because it's in the manger in Bethlehem that we find the whole point of the Reformation. Perhaps that's why in our hymnals there are 5 Christmas hymns written by Martin Luther. When Luke says, "And there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus," when he talks about Cyrenius in Syria, it's more than just a low-key way of introducing a wonderful story. He's placing the events in history. This is not one of those once-upon-a-time stories. It's a historical fact. You can look it up. You can find Nazareth in Galilee on your map. You can trace the route from Nazareth to Bethlehem in Judea. You can walk up the same valley that Joseph and Mary walked up and see the same village on the heights at the end of the valley. This is not just another legend which has grown up over the years. There actually was a night when the Messiah was born to save the people of the world from their sins. The day of his birth was the day in the history of this earth when the work was begun, which ended on the cross and in the grave, which took death, the wages of our sin, from us and left us with the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. That was what the Reformation was all about. Martin Luther did not remain firm before Pope and Emperor because he thought he had some good arguments for giving wine to the lay people in the Eucharist celebration. He did not put his life on the line because some monks or priests were not acting in a Christ-like manner. Luther was concerned with this question: how can I, a sinner, become pleasing to God? Brother Martin's church pointed to the heart of the Christian, just as today many point to our hearts to find the meaning of Christmas. Martin Luther, however, pointed to Jesus Christ, the one in the manger and on the cross. The Roman Church taught that salvation is a process, not an accomplished fact, until it is worked out by God in our lives. Martin Luther taught that our salvation has already been accomplished outside of us, as we noted yesterday, a historical fact to which we contribute nothing. And even the good works which come from our faith do not make us any more acceptable to God than we already are, because Jesus Christ was made to be sin for us. The Roman Church taught that God was in the heart of the Christian, transforming his life into a holy life which receives heaven as its reward. Martin Luther taught that God was in Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their trespasses against them. There are millions of people today who have faith in lots of things. Many have faith in their deepest feelings if they can just get in touch with them, especially at Christmas time. But it is not just having some faith within us that paid for our sin. It is the Christ who is outside of us who has already finished our salvation from manger to majesty. So while it is true that rebirth to faith is important, it is not our rebirth that wipes away our sin, but the birth in Bethlehem and what followed it. And the gospel that the shepherds heard that night was not news of how, by God's grace and with his help, they might lead a holier life to merit heaven. But unto you is born this day, way over there in the city of David, a Savior. This is the word that Luther proclaimed, and for which he risked his life. God does work in us, by the way, but if our acceptance before his throne depended on that work, we would not be acceptable yet, because God is not finished working in you yet. But in the manger, God has done something without us and for us that makes it possible for us to sing with Luther, stanza 6.